That's the Ramban's introduction to Parshas Truma also. Kasher Dibur Hashem in Yisrael Fon Befonin Asaras Adibus. The Tziva Osam Ayidei Moshe Ktsas Mitzvos Shehen Kamo Ovos L'Mitzvosah Shel Torah Ka'asher Hinhigu Rabosenu Im Hagerim Shebo'im L'Es Yai Yisrael kiblu aleihem lasos kol masha yitzaveim al yodo shal Moshe v'karas imahem bris al kol zeh me'ata hinehem lo la'om v'hu lahem le'elokim kashe hisna imahem mitzchila v'ata b'shamah tishma v'kol ishmah tishma v'zvisi v'usam l'skuva v'lama v'atam li v'amlechus korim v'gai kodosh. So we're really in the middle of a long sentence, but we're going to pause here for a second. So the Ramban says something extraordinary here, just in terms of just pshat in the psukim in Chumash. When did Kabbalah Satorah happen? So I think we generally assume so in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'atom Shamoa Tishma V'kol, if you have a Chumash Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Hei, Va'atom Shamoa Tishma V'kol, V'shmatim Mizbrisi, V'isam Niskul V'kol Amim, Kili Kol Ha'oretz, Va'atom Diyu L'malach Uskhanim V'agai Kodosh, El Adom Shetadav V'nei Yisro. Right, so here's the, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering the Torah, right? Then the Psukim continue, Psukim Zayin and Ches, But that's not how the Ramban is trapped, right? Again, let's just reread the lines we just read here. Kasher Dibur Hashem im Yisrael Panim B'Fanim Asaras HaDibros. First of all, we heard the Asaras HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, additionally, V'tziva Osama Yidei Moshe Ktsas Mitzvah Shehem Kamo Olos L'Mitzvah Sa Shel Torah. So what's that referring to? That's not referring to Aseres HaDibros, right? It means, and additionally, Diva Hashem im Yisrael Panim B'Fanim Aseres HaDibros directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then additionally, V'tziva Osam Yidei Moshe Ktsas Mitzvos, meaning those mitzvahs which appear at the end of Parshas Yisro and all of Parshas Mishpatim. V'Yisrael kiblu aleihem lasos kol ma sheyitzavim al yodo shel Moshe. So where do you find that Kabbalah? I mean, the pasuk we just read before, in pasuk Ches in Yisro, v'yanu cholom yachdo v'yomu u'kol ha-shadiru Hashem nasa, it doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban says that Kabbalah Satorah happens, what happens in Parshas Yisro is B'nai Yisrael indicate their interest in being Mekabel Torah. But Kabbalah Satorah only happens after HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us sample mitzvahs, a sampling, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents representative mitzvahs. That happens in the form of A, the Aseres HaDibros, and B, the mitzvahs of the end of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim. So Kabbalah Satorah is in Perek Chav Dalet. If you take a look in Lechumash, Perek Chav Dalet. So there is a major machlokas in the Mefarshei HaChumash, right, when Perek Chav Dalet happens, right? Al Moshe Omar, Alei El Hashem Ato V'Aro Nodav Aviv Shem Nizni Neisor V'Sach Avisa Mirachot. So Rashi here in Perek Chav Dalid says Ein Mukdam Amu'uchav V'Torah, and says that Parsha Zu Nemu Kodam Aseres Adibros B'Dalid V'Sivo. Right, that's the way Rashi teaches here. But the Ramban in last week's Parsha is Masig on Rashi. And he says the Ibn Ezra already says differently than Rashi. Ukvar heitev liros Rabbi Avram Shapira she'inyan kisidro. Vine a parsha skulen bos kahogen. So if you take a look at the Ramban, you have the Ramban here, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, or Rosai. Take a look, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. The Hinei HaParshios, it's around 7-8 lines into the Ramban. Hinei HaParshios kulan boz kohogen ki acha matan tor miyad bo bayom oma Hashem al Moshe kosom al b'nei Yisrael atam isam kimen ha-shaman divarti imachet. At the end of Parshios Yisrael. V'hischa lachzor ulahazir al avodas gilulim al sasun iti alo echasa v'lo yizav v'tziva oso v'ela mishpat v'mishatasim lefneihem v'chol ha-mitvos excuse me, habos acharecha in Parshas Mishpatim. V'hishlim ba'azhar sa'avodas gilulim she'yimtzu bo'oretz u'bo'avdeh v'omer lo acharecha habos chaza. So now we're post Ma'amad HaSinai, right? We're post Ma'amad HaSinai, according to the Ramban's understanding. Acharecha habos chaza lohem alei al Hashem ato v'aron. V'hizkira ha'parsha ki Moshe also ki mitzvah Hashem ubal amachan avisapol amiskodiv Hashem kashet tziva also kosom al bnei Yisrael ve'eskol mishpatim kashet tzivahu ve'ela mishpat mishetosim lefnehem v'kiblu hakol v'simcha v'amru kol asher diber Hashem nasa. Right, kol ad perek chav dalet pasuk gimel. The end of Parshas Yisrael, all of Parshas Mishpatim, and Vayan Kolam Kolechter Vayom Kol Advarim Shadib Hashem Nase. V'tam Kol Hadvarim Ha'Ela Asher Dibel Lecha Hashem Nase. Ki Ma'aminim Anachnu B'Dvarecha. So that's what our Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Truma, is saying. That Yisrael kiblu aleihem lasos kol ma sheyitzavim al yado shel Moshe, right? As he just that's what the sense of kol advarim is. V'karas imayim bris al kozeh me'ata hinehem lo lo'am b'hu yalehem le'elokim. So Kabbalas HaTorah doesn't happen according to the Ramban until Parshas Mishpatim, because just as the din of geiris l'doros is that the ger has to first be apprised of representative mitzvahs, right? That's what the Ramban refers to. Kasher hinhigu avoseinu im hagerim shebaram le'isyahid. So that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeled that behavior at Har Sinai. First he tells us the Aseres Adibros, and then additionally mitzvahs ayidei Moshe, and then when we responded in Parshas Mishpatim, Nase v'Nishma, that's when Kabbalas HaTorah happens, according to the Ramban. Parshas Yisro is an interest, and yes, we're interested in the Torah, but that's not a Kabbalah yet, because there's no Kabbalah until you know what the Torah consists of. You have to be told what the, again, represented, what mitzvos are, that are mitzvos, mitzvos kalos, mitzvos, mitzvos chamuros, that are representative of Torah. Me'ata, after Yisrael kiblu aleim nasas kol ma sheyitzav al yado shel Moshe, that Kabbalah is in Parshas Mishpatim. That Kabbalah isn't in Parshas Yisro, right? Where the Ramban explained to us that the Kabbalah was Al Yado Shel Moshe, that was in Parshas Mishpatim, when we were reacting to not only the Aseres HaDibros, but all the mitzvahs of the end of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim, which had been communicated Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. V'Yisrael kiblu aleh masas kol ma sheyitzavim al yadu shel Moshe v'koris imam v'pirus al kol zeh. It's interesting that with the Ramban comments here, The Bryson in Yevamos that he is referring to, Kasher Hinhigu Rabosenu in Hagerim Shebo'im Lehisyahed, in the bottom of Mem Zayin Amad Aleph in Yevamos, Tana Rabbanan, Ger Shebo Lehisgayi Bezvan Azeh, Omer Lo Maro Isa Shebosa Lehisgayi. Good. And then afterwards, Modian also, Mitzas Mitzvos Kalos, Umitzas Mitzvos Chamuros, Umodian also, I'm skipping a line, Umodian also, Onshan Shal Mitzvahs, and Kashem Shal Umodian also, Onshan Shal Mitzvahs, Kach Umodian also, Matan Scharan. And that's what the Ramban is referring to, that basically what Chazal is saying is modeled on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at HaSinai with Kabbalah Sator. See, there's something interesting in the following sense. When the Rambam quotes this Brisa in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Ketzid Mekavim Geri HaTzadik, Perek Yudal Hilchos Yisurei Bia, skipping now from Halacha Alata Halacha Beis. Umodiyan Aso, the Rambam says, Ikori Hadas. So Bezdin, they inform the Ger of what our basic beliefs are. Shehu yichad Hashem v'isra avodah zara u'ma'arichem medav hazeh. Then they proceed u'modiyan osam mitzvos mitzvos kalos u'mitzvos mitzvos chamuros. So the Brisa that we just read in Yevamos doesn't mention the Modiyan Osa Ikari Hadas. Right? It just says that Modiyan Osa Mitzvos Mitzvos Kalos and Mitzvos Mitzvos Chamuros. It doesn't mention the Ikari Hadas. The Gaon in Shulchan Aruch points to the Gemara on Amud Beis, where the Gemara darshins the Psukim in Megillas Rus. That Osulon, that Naomi said to Rus, Osulon avodas kochovim, velokai chalokai. And Rus responds, velokai chalokai. That's what the Gaon is mitzayin. But the emphasis is, according to the Ramban, the mokor for this Rambam is Chazal's mokor in Chumash. The Aseres HaDibros and then the subsequent mitzvos in Yisro and Mishpatim are the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us before he asked for the Nasa v'nishma. So it begins with Yichad Hashem, Anokha Hashem l'kecha, lo yeh l'cha Elohim achem al ponai. And then the follow-up at the end of Parshas Yisro, v'lo sasun iti, Elohi chasav, Elohi zav. It remains a question why the Brisa there in Mem Zayin doesn't mention them. That remains a question. But I'll call upon him in terms of the Rambam's mokor. The Rambam's mokah is Chazal's mokah. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducted the interview process for the Geirus. He begins with the Ikari Hadas. Okay, so after all this has happened, so now in Parshas Mishpatim, so we have accepted the Torah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise from Parshas Yisro oh, Va'atem Tiyu Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh is now going to be fulfilled once we've done our half. So says the Ramban, V'hine Hem Kedoshim Ru'uyem Sheyiyah Bohem Mikdosh L'Hashosh Shechinoso B'neihem. V'lochein Tziva Tchila Al Dvar HaMishkan Sheyil Al Bayis Pesochem Mekudosh L'Shmo V'Shom Yedaber Emoshe V'Yitzaviz B'nei Yisrael V'Hine Ikar HaChefetz B'Mishkan Mokom Menuchas HaShchina Shehu HaOron K'mo she'omer v'no'atati l'cho shom v'dibarti itzofa me'al ha'kaparas al kein hikdim ho'oron v'ha'kaparas b'chan ki hu mukdom b'malah. So the man says, once Yisrael become a goy kodosh, so then the follow-up for that is that there should be a hashras shechina. And that's why the Mishkan is the follow-up to Kabbalah Satara. And the purpose of the Mishkan is the V'shachati V'sachem. Is the V'osali Mikdash, the purpose of it is V'shachati V'sachem. Since the Shechina, as it were, is concentrated me'al ha'kaparis, so that's why the tzivoy on the Kleya Mishkan begins with the Orav. The Ramban already indicated this in his Hagdama to Sefer Shmos. We'll see that in a minute, but you know, So for the Ramban, the Mishkan, the purpose of the Mishkan is the Hashras HaShchina, also the Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, and that's the fulfillment of being a Goy Kadosh means that we should be Dovek B'Hashem, that the Shechina should, part of that, what it means that the Shechina should be Shara B'Sochenu. So what is the Mishkan as the address for HaKramos Korbanos fit into the picture of Frank Ramban? Well, ultimately later, the Beis HaMikdash as the exclusive address for HaKramos Korbanos. So the first part of the answer, the Chora, Rashi has in Parsha Shmini, and the Pasuk right before Shlishi, of Vayava Moshe V'Aaron at Ol Moed, it's Parak, what is it, Parak Tes, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Vayava Moshe V'Aaron at Ol Moed, Vayetzu Vayavoch, this is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Vayom HaShmini, after the Shiva Sima Miluim, the last 7 days of Chodesh Ador, then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Chanukah Samishkan, the Torah described how Aaron brought the various korbanos, and then Vayavu Moshe v'Aaron el Moed v'Yetzu v'Yivachu Asa'on v'Yeva Kvod Hashem el Kol Ha'am. So Rashi says, Davaracher, Kevin Shira Aaron Shekoivu Kol HaKorbanos V'Nasu Kol HaMaisim V'Lo Yodra Shechina LiYisrael Hoyu Mitztayer. Meaning that Aaron understood correctly that the Hakravas Korbanos was to induce the Hashra'as HaShechina. The Hakravas Korbanos was to induce the Hashra'as HaShechina. So that's why Aaron had a Chalishas Hadas when he finished all the Korbanos and nothing. So Hayim Mitztayev, V'omer Yodei Ani Shekaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alayi B'Shvilu L'Yod HaShechina LiYisrael. So Nichnas Moshe Imo B'Kshu Rachman V'Yod HaShechina LiYisrael. So the initially, at least, the Hakravas Korbanos is to induce that Hashra'as HaShechina. Okay, then obviously the second half is to explain, you know, once the Hashra'as HaShechina happens, that the role of the Hakravas Korbanos. Ramban continues and says, V'sod HaMishkan, I'm skipping a couple of lines here. V'sod HaMishkan hu yishayiyah ha-kavod asher shochan al ha-sinai shochan alav b'nistar. That the sod HaMishkan is to perpetuate the same Hashra'as HaShechina that there was in ha-sinai, to perpetuate that l'doros. And that's what the Ramban points out, the parallelism in the Pesukim. K'mo she'nem Hashem v'yishkan kvod Hashem al ha-sinai, u'ksiv hein heronu Hashem alokeinu es kvod lo v'zgod lo. Kein kosu b'mishkan u'kvod Hashem alayis ha-mishkan. V'hiske b'mishkan shnei po'amim u'kvod Hashem alayis ha-mishkan, k'neged es kvod lo v'zgod lo. So the Mishkan is to perpetuate the Hashra'as HaShechina of Har Sinai. That's what the Ramban has in the Hagdama here to say for Shmos as well. V'hineh ha-golos einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el makomam ve'al mailas avosam yashuvam. U'kshayotsu mi-mitzrayim afu pishayotsu mi-beis avod v'adayin yechoshvu golem ki hoyu ba-eretz lo lohem nevuchim ba-midbar. U'kshabol ha-sinai v'osu ha-mishkan v'shav ha-kodesh baruch hu v'hishva shchinosu v'ineihem oz shavu el mailas avosam Shahaya Soda Loka Ale Olehem. V'oz Nachshavu Geulim. V'lachay Nishlam Asefa Azer Bahashlimo Inyan HaMishkan U'biyos Kvod Hashem Mole Oso Tomit. So the Geula is only complete when we return to the Maila, to the Madrega, the Ovos, which was through this Hashra'as HaShechina, which was perpetuated through the Mishkan. Famously, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when he talks about the mitzvah of building a mikdash, mitzvah esei lasos bayis l'Hashem, muchan lios makriven bo hakorbanos, v'chogegen elav shalosh pamim bashana, shneima v'osu li mikdash. So the Rambam says, on the contrary, that the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's a mokum hamukum like Kodesh Kavanos. Like Kodesh Kavanos is not to induce the Hashras Hashchina, not to sustain the Hashras Hashchina, but Adaraba. The point of the Mikdash is bias Vashem mukhan liyas makrivim v'akavanos. The v'shachanti v'sochem is what makes the mokum hamikdash special, that it's appropriate for makrivim v'akavanos. But the relationship is inverted than that of the Ramban. But for the Ramban, the point of the Mishkan is v'shachanti v'sochem. And Adrabba, the kavanos are to induce that, the kavanos are a reflection of that. And for the Rambam, no, the point of the Mikdash is that it's a bias mucham, the asmak yivim ba kavanos. The bias has that special standing and stature because it's v'shachanti v'socham. But the goal is the lias makrivim ba kavanos. It's inverted from what the Ramban has. Okay, it's part of a bigger ma'arocha. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here.